Gilg tú, gilg dé as gilg nárach.
Shodu Clenagail, Statun Liam Shuish Altacha. Hello, I'm Robert Cutting Carswell, or Robert a Carslach.
Have you heard tell of our Bobby Bob?
And it's my pleasure to present this programme, Clenagail, which comes to you in two languages, the English language as Sigilg, and in the Manx Gaelic, Chinian Amera, the mother tongue of Elian Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Barracht and Dúirris. In Clenagail, this time we wander through the nooks and crannies of history, guided by a copy of the Manx Advertiser and Weekly Intelligencer for Thursday, February the 8th, 1821. So it's a 200-year-old copy of the newspaper, printed and published by G. Jefferson, Duke Street, Douglas, price threepence, British. Blenderer the henna ver cob j lior lorish Peter James, gin ve maru de lour satayin, as remmichin des jin dech abdil toshi g. Och henke macht der our cob shen asen lorlan, as herau ked au jin o tullu g rosh majachis jacks lorlan rish. Och eg a good slew shaw du and cheer cho and dech abdil toshi renmi. We'll begin with the walking song performed by Kathleen McInnes, about a girl who's pregnant. The father is the brown-haired fisherman whom the heroes of old will be proud to rise up and follow, and she feels like love itself. Tashu geishjachrish, Radio Vanning, Stashun and Ashun, Skeljena or Stulish, Alan Vanning. Kathleen McInnes, and in fact we'll also be closing with Kathleen McInnes, but in a somewhat different setting. On the front page of this Manx Advertiser, it's mainly advertisements, but there's almost a column and a half of some sort of religious and political argument criticising and deriding the views of a radical called Richard Carlyle, who in 1821 was a deist and republican. Carlyle later became an avowed atheist, but certainly stayed a republican. As a republican, he urged universal suffrage and freedom of the press. He'd been scheduled to speak at St. Peter's Fields in Manchester in 1819, and that's when the meeting was broken up in the Peterloo Massacre. Carlyle was, in 1821, in Dorchester jail, and it was his wife Jane who was editing the newspaper, The Republican. And this piece in the Manx Advertiser starts with a reference to Jane having been prosecuted and found guilty of printing seditious libel. G. Jefferson, the printer and publisher of the Manx Advertiser, was known to be conservative in his views, and so it's not surprising that he prints something opposed to Carlyle's radical ideas, but it's nevertheless an interesting inclusion in an island newspaper. Fe trel iawr ciawt, rosh me denken dorachas. Ach, fe fiw ffwrwch dyn air. As chom as sien, chynneud dolia de fe tre. Tre fe tigl nish, Sien fair jane ridden to palcha jay surveyed, trene vel veg elied. She Birchester hay vega, billionaire hray bunus. Beggen rosh mainly, and when we garter, renly chin day jane volach dublet, as jiminy stiach von salja fadenach jay kurtoshi and stashun pedral BP. Hugge stap an van gaijit jager, an volach stiach. Gin sailge, as we gierige de gier na sailgegen klakkenek, wat gien de hit de wein de skilje gauds we gien oru. Lonrige jerks on danger, jerks on eich wai, jerks on jivag. Wa schacht dat nain se giet je sorensi dunveres, marowit je peech enjach as we enok Van stadestacht dratchel me giert jouw stijgen gionege, gurisch blug en pin shir a skulten. Well, we're off to Brittany again, or at least this is a song from Brittany which is called Gweharal, which translates as Again, One More Time. It's performed by a band from the Pays Pourlet, Kistinadis.
Message de Jean-Marie Nordet, car tu mets à bord d'un dundé. Oh Jean-Marie, de quel bord tu vas mûre, ça les camiers, je n'en suis pas sûr. Qu'il est toi capable de passer, au vent à toi de cracher. Qu'il est toi capable de passer, au vent à toi de cracher. Aujourd'hui ça fait une sacrée paye, que j'ai pas estropié une bonne bouteille. Au fringolage pendant le misdu, si le crêpeur ne me met pas le grappin dessus. Qu'il est toi capable de passer, au vent à toi de cracher. Qu'il est toi capable de passer, au vent à toi de cracher. T'as bien connu l'incontable soisique, cette fille à toi main ou cette fille à brique. On ne saura plus vu qu'un vent furibond a fait son vol et son mal intimant. Qu'il est toi capable de passer, au vent à toi de cracher. Qu'il est toi capable de passer, au vent à toi de cracher. C'est l'armateur, celui qui l'a lancé. C'est à toi ma partie de la mon fille. Et c'est un vrai qu'a touché les sandilles. Il est toi capable de passer, au vent à toi de cracher. Il est toi capable de passer, au vent à toi de cracher. Thank you.
a song called Gweharal, a colloquial form of the Breton Gwel Aral, for one more time. You can see the relationship there with Welsh, which would be Gwaith Arall. Fe chymsach ystadysach, jynnw stor dy cereilach gyrsfiorag, dy chwmwl sŵsau ffai mach yn chadlel iawr giawr i dje na hynchyn ega, harach ersyn mor bafus ega led yr aw. Och, siof yn cheis, quod jyn siachtad nen sych hyd sien as fafus och dy rawad yr chi fe marwyd trw dunfyrus. Fel fys ed, Sven Sir? Ren sailsach yn tosi jy carbyd fa lesach a sia, as yn cwl strw jy lori logena yn renwl beg gorm, cwr cws jy na grain yn plwmarach na chwl clabara. Charawach deg leis jyn elion yn siadw lloris na pumpen, imrch y slai Toyota fa chi iman yr sŵl as jaguar mŵr. Yn dynia bolesie, dynia rawr fe as tuxedo mwys fa lag fregrtacht yn chorbega. Fe chit bac fain o'n yw'r ergyd, as e jinga yn waladeg as diach o'n safoga. Amongst these advertisements on the front page of the Manx Advertiser is Great Natural Curiosity, found in a marlpit in the parish of Balaff, in a body of shell marls 18 feet below the surface, the skeleton of an elk, 13 feet in height, its length 8 feet, each horn 5 feet 10 inches long. It has on the right 7 and on the left 8 fine branches. Those who may wish to inspect this great natural curiosity may avail themselves of the present opportunity, as it will be very shortly finally removed from the island, to be seen in a yard near the Warm Baths. Parade, Douglas, February 1st, 1821. Turning over the page, in column 4 of page 2 is an item, On the Fossilised Remains of the Deer Species. It starts, Most writers have imagined that the enormous palmated fossilised horns that are sometimes dug up in Ireland and other parts of Britain have belonged to the moose deer, Cervus alsis. Hear a kinkyoli now. Manx band King Hjorli. Stasiun yn asiun ta Radio Fanning, as yn sio se Claire Nigel ta gol ar sgelien y cart nish. Mish, Robert Curtin Carswell, Robert y Carslach.
Ever heard tell of El Bobby Bob?
The Manx Advertiser explains why these remains aren't of a moose, as was formerly the opinion. It goes on. If, however, there was formerly any scope for doubts on this point, they're now completely removed by the discovery of a skeleton of the magnificent animal to which these horns were an appendage. In the year 1819, a complete skeleton bearing these noble antlers was dug from a marl pit in the parish of Balaff in this island. It differs in many respects from the moose deer, and largest of the moose deers, those of North America, don't attain to the size of a horse, with horns not exceeding 32 inches in length. This wonderful fossil skeleton has been for some time past in this town, where its rarity is not sufficiently appreciated. It's a curiosity unique in its kind, no other entire skeleton of the same species of elk having been discovered in any part of the world. For carbid doch BP perkechun shen, as van immanach shinamach piben liaur, Gino Erlu de Chortulio Pedrol on Stochen and Stasiun Pedrol. Chauds odach eis grael yorish ciau shilio de Cerelach fai ciau gachiau, harawach un siamreig, scannol and cwrtoshi. Dolia dach odach ei delarish. Chadodi de Ffyrniach fe rai bol sier de sgwer. Rene seidio peg hostach gi. Os che I hauri, ren Katie Bishop snuggle the fault nyauskochek ho jerg as lodden, sul vine edinek, as renny menucha, a skiasori. The fear, herish skias. Ski trollu. Ach, ski trollu, uns ach fear ir yesh, gormayed. Renny ronsache yn pump federal mor de beche na chreitur niaw chalwnach corych er yn chrwnie dy chor bag yr torri, sy'n acht fi gennacht yn mychion yn chwyd smwyd y stasiwn yn pedrol. Well, this is a song noted down in Dolgellaig Jail, Nid wyf yn llon, I'm not merry. Arfon Gwilym sings, but first we hear the harp of Sean Ed Webb.
Llawer y dybio fy mod yn llon trachweru ar fy ngryd y wen pan ddil fy hen gydymaidd heibio pan nil yw ffordd o y gofi Nid yw byth maint ei glod a neir o'r gweilod isa. Ry'n fath yn wir pan ddil fy nghyfaill heibio pan nil yw ffordd o y gofi.
Arvon Gwilym, accompanied on harp by Sean Ed Webb. Nid wyf yn llon was the song. Fyrw dolyd yn egen dynia sieshec, tigl na serach yn yn glenna dy sech, as yn grau niechen. As iarach eid yr awyd sgrwt ond sgler niaw chylwyn ach eniach en mysich benis. Wel, chawds fys, tigl yn chwys, fa pump yn pedrwyr yr egen as tindia ciart ho niaw chylwyn ach och, as na serach yn arw sgrwt ond dynia eis. Fy strepa sy'n ach cajin, dy goel yn berlina jain BMW ec. Eish, renni blec er na foglen premium a super. Cor e ber cunion na jau fy gulst jach sy'n gleisjan. Ged yr awe gyn gyn y fodach i ryw rai dy ciarte. Dy jinnach i cwrst jach premium, jinnach Brian Crema dy rawi cwrst jach pedrol fy ro angel. Dy rawi lina e le super, Ynach ei chit dy fei corri rydd yr enni jwmol ergyd. Ach, ag yn sialed sio, chraw fegol siach o'n. This skeleton of an elk was on display in a yard adjacent to the parade in Douglas. The parade or parade street is represented these days by the roadway between the Millennium Bridge on the harbour round to the sea terminal. The sea terminal was built on the Pollock Rocks, on which Douglas Fort used to stand, with Fort Street winding its way down to it. Douglas Fort may have been built as early as 1539 by Edward Stanley, the 3rd Earl of Derby, to protect the entrance to Douglas Harbour. If not that early, it certainly shows up on John Speed's map, and the survey work for that was done in the 1590s. Later, the Douglas Fort became the Lockup, but it was superseded as that when a courthouse with cells attached was built at the end of the Red Pier in 1801. Then, in 1815, a new battery of two guns was built on Douglas Head, and that's remembered today in the name of the Battery Pier, which was subsequently built below it. So, by this time, the old Douglas Fort had lost any purpose, and it was demolished in 1818. The six-piece group Celtic Woman here sing about the land of the forever young, Tir na Nog.
Forgot your name. Stay with me and be mine, my love. Spare my heart the pain.
Shut the
Tir na Nog, performed by Celtic Woman, actually a group of six women. Let's turn to Stuart Slack's Streets of Douglas, Old and New, and he says, public baths were first erected in Douglas in 1815, and he quotes, near the old fort. And he says, the fort having been sited at the southern extremity of the present sea terminal, and at that time, so this is 1815, don't forget, was on the verge of being demolished. The baths were actually close to the roundabout on the corner of the site of the former Peveril Hotel, now Peveril Buildings. Bath Place, or Street as it was sometimes known, led to the baths from its junction with Fort Street Parade Street, now also a roundabout. Well, the Manx Advertiser carries another advertisement, Warm Baths. These baths are open on Tuesdays and Fridays during the winter season. Terms, a single warm bath, 2 shillings and 6 pence. Six ditto, that's to say six warm baths subscribed for, 10 shillings and 6 pence. A subscription for 6 warm baths at 10 shillings and 6 pence meant that that's 1 shilling and 9 pence for each, rather than the 2 shillings and 6 pence for the one-off. But at that price, still something of a luxury item. Vi cumul yn soclesh yn der alaw, creisde yn glas dy chon. As reni cre yn law elia, cwr e ber clen y gael yn sirbeis a chi sa fynach, chaw chwlw jen fwr cwnti. Fa Brian brasnach chi yn ysmenca. Fi sgi jen ach fi ffwstrym ych yon ramsos dy rydyn beg y bol fenach. Gwrs yn y dysuslach ffigolega er sgelw yn tseimr ni. Ys dyn nhw sigau draw olyw na cairn mae gyr bwrd yn siemr early, dy girach yn o'n tawst fai mychelia, sy'n orlion chyn ei traen. Ys fe chit dy fe'n y smw cinci. Dreiltach corles tai, pogach yn imrchach, fai siap yn caintius, ledyn dy stw cwech. Ys fe siad o er draw y dychor eber dyn nhw ym y jaw. Ys fe sy'n dy jar o cor bwra ori. Ha goch fi egen smolionek, ha dog i gael byd yn pump skibbelta der y renni sgwer leis cyrlwng doltajymach. Off to Cornwall now with the band Booker. Thank you. The Awakening of the Cornish Band of Brothers Booker and the Funyuns. Stasiun yr asiwn, sianon e sio Radio Fanning. Sie Claire na Gael ta enam y chle sio Meryn Pyn, Robert Cytyn Carswell, Robert y Carslach.
Have you ever had tell of old Bobby Bob?
Chiar ni stiach sôr smochan yn ffedrol. Fy rhyw yng ngol tat nes dy lwyr, Jay. Ys rhen i croch y soch yn ffwmp sŵsrys. Rhen i crigl ffob yn ochr dy chor yn gleis yn ffô glas. Fy braen chor rawdi, draw gleistion yn dymenicol gaid yn cwrt yn tosi stasiwn yn pedrol, as haig ys yn wen dy hig. Chawds fi chit mach as, rennu ffiliau dy cereilach yn ffolaw cyrt deilec, as rennu ffiliau stiachau yn sysboron. Dosil i yn gleistion, stiach li, eis hwg i ffo glasau fo'n chaws dau. Chiar ni mwy y Chris Sawsia, as dodi yn jesach. Gawn J.C. Il Divo tosach clai rys. Smwni ish rys sialed mychon liga sys bear yn BMW. Eis renni brywn ys naisien. Lwg meni fe, fech i gyn coda, as ish gymman stiach ons Brighton neg yn hwr sio, leis bear fawslech. On the back page of this four-page newspaper, the Manx Advertiser, there's a series of lists, part of a series over a number of editions. The page is headed List and Account of Duties on Spring Carriages and Dogs in the several parishes within this island. And this edition has Kirkmackle continued. The completion of that parish list started evidently from the week before. Then there's Kirk Larnan and Kirk Onken, and the start of Kirk Braddon, to be continued in our next. Well, paying duties was obviously very public in those days, because the newspaper gives all the individual names and the duties they paid and on what. The majority in the lists have one common dog, or cur, and the annual duty on the dog is 2 shillings and 6 pence. Some have a terrier, and they had to pay 6 shillings per annum. If they had either a bulldog or a pointer, the duty was a guinea a year, that's to say £1, 1 shilling. And for a greyhound, owners paid £2, 2 shillings, that's 2 guineas a year. So owning a greyhound was obviously something in which wealthy gentlemen indulged for sport. Well, Brian Maxtall is indulging in the Manx country sport now of Surian.
Le Surion secure and venic vine malai. Ach shuolon se darachis con fagin en retai. Vaiden golgos non yagan as kronkel shiren trail. A fliaga yil yaram as malegan en gaskiel. O shema yil yaur kiauri tami ru kiau. Mae iaddo weg non iagyn, dyr y fain y craw. Mae chas yn nis ffych fflwch as drag y tlen y lech. Ach le yn yn gyrwyd y dda fag yn spenig wyach. Yn oes ty rai jem o holt mae y glen snagri. Yn crag yn jem o iwnt yn bwl ar y glas tio mwy. Gre mae chrai as mae gyrdiach. Nish liga so mischach, then yaw an sach on oor jay, the hyajacht villish noch. Fau rood washen on yug, fau rood tammy the gre. Ha jinnam liga stiach go, ta fissim ser na sher. Mata mabal tau as the velo cor mi jay. San rio vamis munyachtan, reos vich marai. O, the brech, na the brech, gilie, ha bi amod san bedn. An el mi gol le fwza, ma hat nes hyn fy sim. Ach, o gi eis yn ilie gori, as henc i nws ma chwyl. Leis pegach yn ho graiach, mar sior yn sin mi jyw.
Brian MacStowell, a bit of courting in the winter time there, the Aran Suri. No one in this section of the Machel list had a spring carriage, though many here as elsewhere, particularly on the farms, would have had unsprung vehicles. Several in other parishes had a gig. A gig was a two-wheeled, one-horse carriage, really just for the driver and possibility of a passenger sitting alongside. And on a gig, duty of 10 shillings per year was paid. The Reverend David Harrison of Kirklonan had a jaunting car, and this was a light, two-wheeled, one-horse carriage again, with a seat up front for the driver, someone alongside possibly, and then space for passengers behind. This would be either one or two seats per side, facing inwards, or they'd be back-to-back, facing out. And that again attracted duty of 10 shillings per year. In this, the opening part of the Kirkbraddon list, which is to be continued, we have people owning a larger vehicle, a carriage. A carriage was a four-wheel vehicle, open or closed, pulled by two or more horses. The duty on a carriage was £1 per year. Bergi Tanachtan Krunic, a Saucher. Harawe dera vi nimen vain chortoshi, as vi mushchid stundart an volach mach doracha, da gawi tasta, je kochle sor je ridanach se gleischen. Kuren. Fy mai engi. Com li garçon. Eis, honnig i rydyn a'ch gleisiach as y sgeneg, as henke gyd ar aw pech eniach chawstai jyn gleisjaneg, ren al glacen chawstai jyn sgornach ec, gwrs dŵan, ren y lawn rioge yn chwil, ren i brwdje ca siist y crai yn chosil glacen, as ren yn gleisian sgrech y gystap. As we groblach a leis a lawer yn fadge gyr, dy gedn yn gyr cwlw, dy hym yn gŵl gysawtys yn chwr toshi. Eish, djeni yn men ffwr fforach saistiach ond sy'n wanol. Djen ddim yn rôd, Katie, dwrt e. A raw ys yr fe dy ffyr, dy ni'n rô fai, raw. When is a Cornish song not a Cornish song? Well, the tune for it was collected from Mrs. Bowden in Curie near Helston in Cornwall. But Lucy Broadwood later paired it with words set in South London, with reference to Bedlam, Bethlehem Fields. This is Gustav Holst's arrangement of I Love My Love, sung by the Cambridge Singers. The Cambridge Singers and Gustav Holst's arrangement of I Love My Love. Words evidently from South London, but the tune from Curie near Helston in Cornwall. Lloris strepa de chorsilier, sa sken cool rirtach, honnig I skull de heisia, skellal by foreign skin, gorishtrilin. As onsen sken cool rirtach shen, honnig eschen on sken, and skoch vo ons na sulianek. A shen and dech abdel, misin gen cob gen lloriste, yenu tulliu fulling. The list for Kirgonkin is headed by Calcutt Haywood Esquire, and he owned a four-wheel phaeton. That was a fast and dangerous open carriage with a small body on very large wheels, and it's named after Phaeton, the son of Helios, the sun god. And it was Phaeton who nearly set the earth on fire when he tried to drive his father's sun chariot. As a form of carriage, the phaeton also attracted a duty of £1 per year. So it's surprising what you can come across in old newspapers, and we've been looking at the Manx Advertiser for Thursday, February the 8th, 1821. A glimpse of the island 200 years ago. As Shenay was Clairnagail Rish. We'll close with another song in Scottish Gaelic by Kathleen McInnes, Marich, a dialogue between the love-struck young sailor of the title and a young woman who's actually rather cynical about how time and the world will change things. But Kathleen McInnes is singing in a setting this time by Nightworks, the band from Skye, who play a sort of Gaelic tronica. And so now, until the next time, this is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Well, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night, Eve. I'm a chrieri ulu as orserlie, as my yearian shared you.
From there.